Bill blushed.
"Well, of course, one never knows, but I mean—"
"You mightn't try to ruin him, Bill, but you wouldn't perjure yourself in order to get him out of a trouble of his own making."
"Lord, no."
"So that of the two alternatives, the other is the more likely." They had come to the gate in the last field which divided them from the road, and having gone through it, they turned round and leant against it, resting for a moment, and looking down at the house which they had left.
"Jolly little place, isn't it?" said Bill.
"Very, but rather mysterious."
"In what way?"
"Well, where's the front door?"
"The front door? Why, you've just come out of it."
"But isn't there a drive, or a road, or anything?" Bill laughed.
"No, that's the beauty of it to some people, and that's why it's so cheap and why the Norburys can afford it, I expect. They're not too well off."
"But what about luggage and tradesmen and that kind of thing?"
"Oh, there's a cart track, but motor cars can't come up any nearer than the road."
He turned round and pointed. "Up there."
"So the weekend millionaire people don't take it. At least, they'd have to build a road and a garage and all the rest of it, if they did."
"I see," said Antony carelessly, and they turned round and continued their walk up the road. But later on, he remembered this casual conversation at the gate, and saw the importance of it. End of chapter 15.